From Fremont, Nebraska, hi, hello, and how are you? Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round basketball on KDCR tonight as the Dort College Defenders take on the Midland Warriors. Feels like we were just here, and we were, last Saturday, Dort College and Midland wrapping up the regular season in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. We turn around and have a number 3 versus number 6 seeded quarterfinal round matchup, with the winner advancing on to face the winner of Dakota Wesleyan and Concordia Saturday afternoon at the site of the highest remaining seed. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside here in Fremont as the Midland Warriors and Dort College Defenders go through their warm-up paces. Midland comes into the contest 22-7 overall, 14-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That should be 15-5 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while the Dort College Defenders are 9-11 in the conference, and they finished the regular season at 18-12. I had the opportunity to visit with Coach Ross Dalma earlier today about the matchup between these two teams. We'll check in with the coach right after this.
The Dort
got in a hole early, unable to come back, but did you see some things in the second half that you were able to build on heading into this week of practice?
And one of the things when you play Midland is you can't back down. You have to be physical, and you have to try to match their toughness. And we didn't do that in any way in the first half. The last 5 or 6 minutes of the game we did, and we were able to make a run. And hopefully that taught our guys some things. Hopefully that gave us some momentum here heading into this game tonight.
Midland, Alex Starkle, a handful down low. They've got some perimeter players. Is it a pick your poison deal, or do you? What do you try to do defensively against them?
Mike, they are very balanced. They have a good perimeter game, like you mentioned. But you got to try to slow some things down coming off the ball screens. That's where Starkle really becomes effective. And we got to make sure we just don't give up open lanes, straight line drives to the basket from some of their top perimeter players.
Offensively, tough go of it on Saturday. Do you take anything away from that? Do you change your approach? What do you do in preparation for tonight?
We really felt we got good shots. We had a couple guys, Brian and Alex, who had really good looks, and they're really good shooters. And I'm really confident that tonight they're going to hit their open shots. So I think that'll obviously help. Layton had some success early attacking the post, and just need to get a few other guys going. And we're going to do a few things maybe a little bit differently tonight. Some different twists, maybe use Nathan in some different spots on the floor to hopefully free him up.
The Midland men come into tonight's contest 15-5 of the conference, 23-7 overall. They stand number 15 in the NAI Division II coaches poll. Warriors were right in the thick of the GPAC race until back-to-back losses at home to Morningside and Concordia on February 7 and 11. Todd Eisner's team started the season 11-1. They're 10-5 since January 1. Midland's only loss before December 6 was an 82-76 setback to St. Ambrose back on November 1. Midland bounced back from the back-to-back losses to Morningside and Concordia with wins over Briarcliff and Hastings. They concluded the season with a win over Dort on Saturday, February 22. Midland's averaging 83.2 points per game. They have a defensive average of 71.3 points per contest. They won't press you. They won't beat you up defensively in terms of forcing a bunch of turnovers, but they will make you work for every shot that you get offensively. Midland has out-rebounded teams 34.3 to 30.8, and they've forced 410 turnovers while committing just 276. Midland converts 48.7% of its field goals, allow 44.2% success. Midland has converted 40.4% of its three-point shots, and opponents make 34.4% of their long shots against the Warriors. Alex Starkle is scoring 15.2 points per game with a 5.6 rebounding average. He's making 57.2% of his shots, and he has a team-high 38 block shots in 29 games played. Galen Gully puts in 12.7 points per game. Marcus Franklin adds 11.9 points per outing. Gully has made 66 of 173-point shots for 38.8% success. Jalen Heisher is scoring 9.5 points per game. He's 60 of 139 this season for three-pointers for 43.2% success. Jesse Jones and Trevor Bryant score 8.5 and 7.9 points each. Jones is the leader in assists with 116. Franklin has 115. The defender men are 18-12 overall, 9-11 in the GPAC is how they finished. The defenders outscore teams 87.3 to 80.9 and out-rebound teams 39.1 to 31.4. Dort makes 48.3% of its field goals and allow 47% shooting for opponents. Teams are making 41% of their three-point shots against Dort, but Dort has attempted 986 free throws to 791 for opponents. Nathan Rendles leads the team with a 16.6 points per game average, and he has a 5.1 rebounding average. leads the team with 138 assists and 36 steals. Rindles converts 48% of his field goals. Tyler Walthersdorf scores 13.3 points per game with 4.4 rebounds, and he is making 45.6% of his field goals. Leighton Sampson adds 11.4 points per game, and he's making 54.7% of his field goals. Brian Sumner is at 10.6 points per game, and he has made 71 three-point shots and converts 43.6% of his long shot attempts. Alex Terpstra adds 9.7 points per game, and he's made 62 three-pointers. David Denherter and Taylor Feenster are scoring 7.8 and 7.4 points per game. Tyler Walthersdorf became the 34th player in Dort College men's basketball to score 1,000 points during his career. He has 1,004 after scoring 11 in the loss to Midland on Saturday. Walthersdorf has played in 114 games and has 386 rebounds, and he has converted over 47.4% of his field goals. Nathan Rindles moved to sixth all-time at Dort in assists last week with his work against Northwestern and Midland. Rindles has assisted on over 300 baskets during his career. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the starting lineups of tonight's contest and the opening tap right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Starting lineups for tonight's contest. Let's begin with the Dort College defenders. They will start number 5, Brian Sumner, 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa. He is good for 10.6 points per game. Number 15 is Nathan Rindles, a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 16.6 points per outing. Number 21 is Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 5.9 points per game. Number 35 is Tyler Walthersdorf, a 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 13.3 points per contest. And rounding out the starting lineup for the defenders, number 43, a 6'5 freshman from Worthington, Minnesota, averaging 11.4 points per game, Leighton Sampson. For the Midland Warriors and coach Todd Eisner, they will start number 5, Marcus Franklin, a 6'2 senior from Hazelcrest, Illinois, averaging 11.9 points per game. Number 10 is Jesse Jones, a 5'9 junior from Houston, Texas, averaging 8.5 points per outing. Number 11 is Galen Gully. He's a 5'7 senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 12.7 points per game. A 6'8 junior from Chicago, Illinois. Number 21 is Harold Ridgway. He's averaging 5.2 points per game. And Alex Starkle is a 6'7 sophomore from Norfolk, Nebraska. He averages a team-high 15.2 points per contest. We are set for basketball. Ron Jackson to toss it up. Sampson and Ridgway to do battle. And the opening tap controlled by the white team. That's the Midland Warriors, and we are underway with the basketball. Jones passes over to Gully. Gully on the right side. They dump it down low for Starkle. Starkle working against Sampson. Starkle left-handed hook shot is good. Alex Stark over the two-point basket, and the Midland Warriors take a 2-0 lead. 2-0, our score just underway. Dort College basketball, Rindles caught in a double team, gets it away to Tyler. Tyler off of the glass, no good, and he is called for a charging foul in the process. So Tyler Walthersdorf called for the personal foul. That's foul number 1 on him. Team foul number 1 on the defenders, and we'll come back the other way and play offensive basketball with the Midland Warriors. Warriors have the basketball. Jones with the basketball. Jones in between the circles out front, guarded there by Sumner. Jones on the right wing, passes left side over to Gully. Gully on the left side, guarded there by O'Donnell. And we have an illegal screen. Fouls called on Marcus Franklin. That's foul number 1 on him. And the Dort College defenders trail 2-0. Walthersdorf goes left side over to Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline. Rindles floats it up. Shot is good. Nathan Rindles with a two-point bucket to even the score at 2-2. 19:03 left to play in the first half. Midland basketball, right side Jones. Jones with it. Jones feeds it out front. Gully. Gully two steps behind the three-point line. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan takes it across the timeline. Comes right side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the wing. He's guarded there by Franklin. Pass comes left side over to Rindles. Rindles on the left wing. Rindles shakes for left, goes right, and has it stripped away. Coming up with it is Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones left, looks left, passes right, gets it to Starkle. Left side Franklin. Franklin with it on the wing. Marcus Franklin with the basketball. Pull up, left elbow. It's good. Marcus Franklin with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail it 4-2. 4-2 our score. Walthersdorf left side, Rindles. Rindles on the wing beyond the three-point line. They try to bring the double team. He passes out of it. Gets it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball against Franklin. Down to the baseline, Starkle cuts him off. Comes back over to Sampson. Sampson puts it up with the left hand. Good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. We're tied 4-4. 4-4 score. It's 18 minutes remaining in the first half. Franklin on the left side, guarded there by Rindles. Rindles puts it on the, Franklin puts it on the floor, throws it off the glass, no good. Fetches his own rebound, puts it back up and down, and Marcus Franklin has a pair of buckets. Stuart College trails 6-4. Right side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball out front, Rindles. Rindles at the top of the key, guarded there by Gully. Man-for-man defense applied by the Warriors. Right side pass goes over to Rindles. Rindles from behind the three-point line back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side, Sumner with it, looking down low for Sampson. Walterstorff tries the entry pass, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. Midland basketball. Terpstra checks in. Sumner checks out. 17-25 and counting. First half of play. Midland has the basketball. Warriors set the offense. Pass goes over to Franklin, guarded there by Rindles. They dump it down low for Starkle, and Starkle is fouled on the play. They're going to call Leighton Sampson for the foul. Leighton picks up foul number one. That is team foul number two on the defenders. Free throws on the way for Starkle. Alex Starkle to shoot two free throws. He's a 62% free throw shooter. First free throw by Starkle is up and through. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC and by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Starkle makes both free throws, and the defenders trail 8-4. Walterstorff goes left side over to Rindles. Rindles backing his way in, puts it up over the top of Gully. Gully is able to defend it. Rindles misses the shot. Rebound cleared by Ridgeway. Here comes Gully. Lofts it over the top for Starkle. Starkle on the right wing, spotting up behind the three-point line. Now he's got the dribble. Spin move, right side off of the glass. Good. Marcus Franklin with 6 points, averaging 11.9 points per game, and the defenders trail it 10-4. Rindles looking for the pass out of the pick and roll. Comes back right side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell left side. Terpstra. Terpstra on the wing. Terpstra looking down low for Sampson. Sampson against Starkle. Leighton over the basketball. Kicks it back out for Rindles. Rindles on the left wing. Rindles looking down low and passes instead over to O'Donnell. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Sampson puts the shot up. It's blocked away by Ridgeway. Here comes Jones. Jones comes right side. Gully. Gully back over to Franklin. Franklin pull up three. Good. Marcus Franklin with 9 points, and the Midland Warriors have taken a 13-4 lead. Dort College needs a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Dort College defenders. Defenders down by nine. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. A 9-0 run by Midland, pulling away from a 4-4 tie. And the Midland Warriors, Marcus Franklin, 9 points so far. Alex Starkle had a pair of free throws in the run. Otherwise, it's been all Marcus Franklin. Right side, Rindles. Rindles out front. Taylor, Feenstra. Feenstra and David Denherter checked in at the break for Dort College. Terpstra goes right side over to Rindles. Rindles with it on the right side down to the baseline, looking down low. Instead, Rindles now has to spin it inside for Feenstra. 15 to shoot for Dort College. Feenstra tries to cross over Starkle. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball on the perimeter. Comes back over to Feenstra. Terpstra got the offensive rebound. Here's Feenstra. Feenstra spins. He puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound cleared by Galen Gully, and we have a reach-in foul. Beg your pardon. That's a rebound by Jones. Foul called on the play against the Dort College defenders and Taylor Feenstra. That is foul number one on Feenstra. 15:29 left to play, first half. Midland in front. Warriors have the basketball. Jesse Jones. Jones with it on the left side. Jesse Jones at the top of the key, guarded there by Terpstra. Spins it outside for Starkle. Starkle left side, Franklin. Franklin off the dribble. Spin move in the lane. His shot no good. Ridgeway that time able to bump Feenstra out of the way for the offensive rebound and the putback for Ridgeway. 15-4 our score. Dort College down 11. Feenstra with the basketball, gives it up to Sumner. Sumner on the left wing. Sumner back over to Rindles. Rindles out front, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Dort College needs an answer. Midland is on an 11-0 run. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles out front, Feenstra. Feenstra picks up his dribble. Used it once. Gets it back over to Sumner. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Terpstra out front, Rindles. Rindles on the right elbow. Comes back over to Terp. Terp, three ball. Unable to make it. Rebound cleared out on the weak side by Denherter. Sumner right side, Rindles. Rindles with it on the wing. Rindles drives the lane, reverses outside. Sumner, Brian Sumner, open look at a three, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Midland. That was a shot Dort College wanted, but unable to knock it down. And Dort College retreats defensively. Jones with the basketball out front. He passes left side over to Ridgeway. Ridgeway guarded there by Rindles. Mismatch out front. Dort College looks like they might be in a matchup zone. With it on the right side is Jones. Jones pulls it out. Three-pointer misses everything. No good. And Dort College will get the basketball back. Sampson is back in. Den Herter is out. Feenstra and Rindles also check out of the ballgame. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Waltersdorf, O'Donnell, Terpstra, Sumner, and Sampson. Midland on defense. We'll get their lineup in just a moment. O'Donnell picks up his dribble just past half court. Passes right side, Waltersdorf. Gets it into the corner, Terpstra. Terpstra's three off the mark, no good. Dort College retreating defensively. Nobody there for the offensive rebounds. Here's Jones. Jesse Jones with the basketball. Right side, Gully. Gully beyond the three-point line. Comes back over left side, Heisier. Heisier to Jones. Jones down low, Starkle. Starkle back over to Jones. Jones right side, Gully. Gully with the basketball. Feeds it off right side, Bryant. Bryant misses the shot. It's blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. Checking into the contest is DJ Vaughn. Checking out of the game will be Jesse Jones. So Vaughn's in the ballgame along with Heisier, Bryant, Starkle, and Gully for Midland. Midland basketball, right side, Vaughn. Vaughn puts up a three, missed it, no good. He went 5 for 5 on threes in the last game these two teams played on Saturday. O'Donnell with the basketball, off-balance shot, good by Andrew O'Donnell. Dort College trails 15-6. 15-6 our score, Gully. Gully left side, Bryant. Bryant to Heisier. Heisier with the basketball at the top of the key. Comes back over to Bryant. Bryant strong off of the glass. No good. Rebound cleared by Sampson. Outlets O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College down 9. Into the front court is O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side, Waltersdorf. Ball fake. Puts it on the floor. Tries to fire it back over to Sampson. Off of Sampson's fingertips. Out of bounds. It will be Midland basketball. Dort College had a golden opportunity that time. A little bit too much mustard on that pass from Waltersdorf to Sampson. Sampson, a very catchable ball, but unable to reel it in. It goes through his fingertips and out of bounds, and Midland has the ball back, leading by 9. 15-6 our score, 12:47 left to go in this first half. Pretty fast-moving first half of basketball thus far. Right side, Vaughn. Vaughn dumps it down low. Ball's down on the floor. Starkle loses it. And the Dort College defenders thought that it was off of Midland, but it's going to be Midland basketball. Heisier. Heisier goes underneath for Bryant, and Bryant is fouled on play. Foul's going to go on Harold Ridgeway. Ridgeway whistled for foul number one. So Dort College defending on the inbounds pass again. That is foul number four against the defenders. Left side pass to Vaughn. DJ Vaughn gives it up. Heisier. Heisier with it on the left wing. Heisier to the free throw line. Stops. Puts up the pull-up jumper from 10. It's good. Jalen Heisier with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 17-6. Waltersdorf left side. Rindles. Rindles with it on the left wing. Nathan with the basketball. Spins. Puts it up. Shot no good with the right hand from the left side. Rebound cleared by Bryant. Here comes Midland. Midland up by 11. Pass goes left side. Vaughn. Vaughn looking down low for Starkle. Starkle with the basketball on the baseline. Starkle wheels into the lane. And a foul called on the play against Dort College and Leighton Sampson. And Leighton has just picked up foul number two. Free throws on the way for Starkle. So Starkle will shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. With buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Starkle makes both free throws. And the Midland Warriors have stretched the lead out to 19-6 to start this contest. 12:01 left to play in the first half. This was 4-4 at one point. Midland in the midst of a 15-2 run. Right side pass, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf has it at the top of the key. Left side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner with it on the wing. Sumner looking down low. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Feenstra. Feenstra, nothing there. Back outside, Walterstorff. Walterstorff feeds it back underneath Feenstra. Feenstra, layup good. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 19-8. 19-8, our score. Right side pass, Jones goes over to Bryant. Bryant, baseline jumper from 10 is good. Trevor Bryant, 6'4 junior, knocks down the baseline jumper from about 10 feet out. Dort College trails 21-8. Left side, Walterstorff gives it up Rendles. Rendles with it on the wing. Rendles down to the baseline. His shot no good. Rebound cleared by Heisher. Heisher gives it up Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones with it at the top of the key. Left side, Heisher. Heisher gives it off to Vaughn. Vaughn with the basketball. Gets a screen. He's down to the baseline. Dort College tries to cut him off. He reverses right side over to Jones. Jones deep right corner. Shovels it off to Ridgeway. Ridgeway misses the layup. No good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Ridgeway looked like he didn't have enough to get up on that one. And a foul on the play called on Midland. That foul's going to go on Jesse Jones. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number two on Midland. Dort College is down. Tyler Walterstorff will check out of the basketball game. Patrick Nabla checks in. Pass comes into Rendles. Rendles left elbow. Rendles in the lane. His shot is good. Nathan Rendles with 4 points. Dort College trails 21-10. 21-10, our score. Midland basketball. Pass comes over to Jones. Jones gives it up Franklin. Franklin with the basketball at the free throw line. Puts it up in traffic. His shot no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball doesn't have the numbers. He crosses over. Sidesteps a defensive player. And we've got a blocking foul called on Midland. Blocking foul on Jones. That's number two on Jesse Jones. Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. O'Donnell makes both free throws, and the Dort College defenders trail 21-12. Midland basketball on the left side. They pick it up, get it over to Gully. Gully lobs for Bryant. Bryant faces up 15 feet from the hoop, working against Nabla. His turnaround is good. Bryant averaging 7.9 points per game. He's 4 right now, and the Midland Warriors extend the lead back to 11 at 23-12. Nabla left side, Rendles. Rendles with it out front. Nathan Rendles back out tied to Terpstra. Terpstra three-banger, good. Three-point basket by Alex Terpstra, and the Dort College defenders trail 23-15. 9:40 remaining in the first half. With it out front is Franklin. Franklin to Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully to Bryant. Bryant shot good off of the backboard. Threw it up off of the glass after he drew the contact. He'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. He's a 69% free throw shooter, and he draws the foul against Patrick Nabla. Patrick whistled for the personal, his first. 25-15 pending a free throw. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4:30. Beg your pardon, 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Free throw is made by Bryant. Bryant averaging 7.9 points per game. He's got 7 right now. And the Dort College defenders trail 26-15. Walterstorff with the basketball, back over to Rendles. Rendles at the free throw line, back over to Terp. Terp lets fly with another one, it's off the mark, no good. Rebound deflected, taken away by Ridgeway. Ridgeway with the basketball, over to Gully. Gully on the left wing. Gully crosses over, drives the lane, his runner, no good. Rebound, though, taken away by Ridgeway. Ridgeway put back good. Harold Ridgeway on the offensive glass, pretty active. And the Midland Warriors lead at 28-15. 9 minutes remaining, first half. Rendles for the basketball. Rendles comes back right side, Terpstra. Terpstra, Rendles. Rendles underneath to Walterstorff. Walterstorff puts it up with the left hand, no good, but a foul on the play called on Ridgeway. Harold Ridgeway whistled for the personal foul. Free throws on the way for Nathan Rendles. Rendles with 4 points so far. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Another free throw on the way for Rendles after he misses the first one. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelton, Orange City, Hulleyers, and Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Well, I've got to go back and amend that. That was Tyler Waltersdorf shooting those free throws. I thought it was Rendles who got fouled on the play, but it was Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf makes one of two, and the defenders trail at 28-16. Back at the other end, a foul call as Marcus Franklin gets fouled in the act of shooting. He's shooting two free throws. He misses the first one. Another one on the way for Marcus Franklin. This is a senior-laden team for Midland. They have four seniors in their regular rotation. One of them, Marcus Franklin. Franklin makes one of two. And the Midland lead is back to 13 at 29-16. Rendles right side over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball at the top of the key. Left side, Rendles looking down low for Denherder. Instead comes out front, Tyler. Tyler, three ball, top of the key, off the heel, too strong, no good. And a foul called on the rebound against the Door College defenders, and I believe that's going to go on Nathan Rendles. Rendles picks up the personal, and for Nathan, that is foul number two. 8:33 remaining in the first half. Rendles checks out. O'Donnell checks in. Galen Gully to the free throw line to shoot a one and one. 29-16 our score. Gully the one and one on the way. Free throw by Galen Gully. First one is good. Waltersdorf, Denherder, Terpstra, O'Donnell, and Sumner on the floor for Door College. For Midland, it's Starkle, Ridgeway, Heiser, Franklin, and Gully. He makes one of two free throws. Does Gully? He makes the first. And actually makes the second as well, so he makes them both. It's 31-16. Back at the other end, Dort College gets a three-point basket. Knocking down the triple was Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with 7 points. And the defenders trail 31-19. Midland basketball, Gully off a ball screen. Reverses it to Ridgeway. Ridgeway left side to Franklin. Marcus Franklin in traffic. Lobs it up for Ridgeway. Ridgeway underneath. His shot no good. But a foul on the play called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Alex Terpstra. Terpstra whistled for his first. Team foul number nine. And Ridgeway, a 41% free throw shooter, will step to the charity stripe. Free throw is up, and that one looks like $100. He's got another one coming. Denherder, Waltersdorf, Terpstra check out. Rendles, Sampson, and Feenster are back in. Pretty short breather for Rendles. Rendles playing with two personal fouls, so we'll see how long he can go without picking up number three. Second free throw off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Starkle. Starkle over to Gully. Gully, they go inside. Starkle. Starkle, left-handed hook shot is good. Alex Starkle with 8 points. And the defenders trail 34-19. Midland steadily pulling away. North College needs to find an answer. Sumner with the basketball on the right elbow. Back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell floater from 10, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Ridgeway for Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. 34-19, our score. They lob it for Sampson. Sampson in the corner. Back over to Rendles. Rendles on the wing. Rendles back over to Sumner. Sumner, three ball, no good. Rebound taken away as he misses it from the left wing. Rebound cleared. Here comes Gully. Gully across half court. Gully with the basketball, working against Rendles. Pass goes left side, Franklin. Marcus Franklin with it on the wing. Franklin with the basketball at the free throw line. His pull up from 12 off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled. With it is Starkle. Starkle put back good. 10 points for Starkle, and Midland has opened up a 17-point advantage, 36-19. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Potty Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs, they're on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. 36-19, our score, 7:04 remaining in the first half. Dort College down 17. Rendles out front, Sumner. Sumner gives to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, looking down low for Sampson. Instead, they go over to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, picks up his dribble, comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell out front to Rendles. Rendles puts it up in traffic. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Nathan Rendles will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. They use environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Both free throws by Rendles are good. He's got a half a dozen. Dort College trails 36-21. Got to get this down to under 10 by halftime, in my opinion. With a left side pass, it goes down low to Starkles. Kicked away by Rendles. It will be Midland basketball. Gully tried the entry pass, and Rendles kicks it away. Franklin will throw the ball in for Midland on the left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Looking underneath, they pass out instead to Gully. Gully out near the center jump circle, tracks down the pass. He's got it at the top of the key. They give it up Ridgeway. Ridgeway's shot no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball is Sumner. Sumner back over to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles with it in between the circles. Nathan has the basketball on the right side. Nathan picks up his dribble, goes high post to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, working against Ridgeway, puts it up, shot no good, rebound taken away by Midland, and Ridgeway gets it to Gully. Gully with the basketball across the timeline. Galen Gully with it on the right wing. He's going to bring it to the top of the key, retreats back to the right wing, passes it back over to Franklin. Franklin with the basketball, dumps it underneath Starkle, and Starkle has it blocked away by Feenstra. It will be Midland basketball. Feenstra stays in. Sampson checks out. Waltersdorf checks into the contest. Feenstra will stay on the floor. Heisher with the basketball. Heisher guarded there by Sumner. Comes back over to Franklin. Franklin with the basketball at the free throw line. Franklin dumps it off. Shot is up and good for Bryant. Trevor Bryant with 9 points off of the bench. You expect Marcus Franklin to go off. You expect Alex Starkle to be a pain on the side, but you don't exactly expect Trevor Bryant with a 7.9 points per game average to score 9 in the first half. Pass goes left side over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball, looking down low, Feenstra. Feenstra faces up, left elbow. Puts it up with the right hand in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Coming back the other way is Galen Gully. Gully with the ball. Gully looking down low. They get it over to Heisher instead. Right elbow, right wing three-pointer is good. Jalen Heisher with the three-point basket. He's got 5, and the Midland lead is ballooned to 20 at 41-21. 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball at the top of the key. Comes back over to Rendles. Rendles, right side, Sumner. Sumner, three, no good. Rebound tracked down by Waltersdorf. Back over to Sumner. Sumner to Rendles. Rendles at the top of the key. 4:44 remaining, first half. They try to pass it down low to Feenstra, and it's taken away by Starkle. Starkle to Gully. Gully ahead to Franklin. Franklin underneath the hoop. Kicks it out to Heisher. Heisher, three, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. There's a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. North College at a crossroads here. You've got to chip away at this lead. You've got to get it down to somewhere under 20 before halftime. Walterstorff with the basketball. He puts up a three and he buries it. Ty Walterstorff with 4 points and the defenders trail 41-24. Still a lot of time left, obviously, but the North College defenders need to start chipping away at this difference. Gully with the basketball, guarded there by P.J. Tremell. Gully, right elbow, right baseline, comes back outside to D.J. Vaughn. D.J. Vaughn with the basketball. D.J. with it on the left wing. D.J. back out front, goes right side over to Gully. Gully with the basketball, guarded there by Tremell. They drop it off for Starkle, and the kick called against David Denherter. Over in the Corn Palace, Mitchell, South Dakota, it's Dakota Wesleyan 40, Concordia 29. They're at halftime. With it as Trevor Bryant. Bryant with the right hand, his shot off the glass good. He's got 11. 43-24, Midland in front. Right side with it is Walterstorff. Walterstorff at the top of the key, left side O'Donnell. They pass it for Denherter. Ball's down on the floor. It's loose. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College with a basketball. Inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. It'll be P.J. Tremell, I believe, inbounding for the defenders. The freshman from Holland, Michigan, looking to throw in. And Tremell looking. Gets it into Walterstorff off of the glass. Good. Tyler Walterstorff got sprung by a screen by David Denherter, and the defenders trail 43-26. 43-26, our score. Right side with it. They dump it down low. Taken away, Denherter on the rebound. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell left side, Tremell. Tremell down to the baseline. Tremell down to Denherter. Denherter loses it. It's picked up by D.J. Vaughn. Vaughn with the basketball, comes over to Bryant. Bryant, layup good. Trevor Bryant with a two-point basket, and the Midland Warriors lead at 45-26. 45-26, our score. Tremell left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball on the left wing. O'Donnell goes right side back over to Tremell. Tremell over on the right wing. He does not look well. A.J. Tremell is going to have to check out of the ballgame. And Dort College just got a three-point basket by Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff with nine. And the Dort College defenders trail 45-29. Timeout on the floor. Dort College uses the timeout. Talk things over. Down 16. They'll set up defense when we're back right after this. Dort College has cut the lead down to 45-29. Midland has the basketball. On the left side with it is Gully. Gully directing traffic. Gully with it. He comes back out front to Heisier. Heisier back to Gully. Gully three. Missed it. No good. But a foul on the play called on Alex Terpstra. So Gully will go to the free throw line and shoot three. As they say, he was fouled in the act of shooting. And Alex Terpstra could read his lips over to the bench. He said, didn't touch him. But Galen Gully will get three free throws in the process. Gully scoreless thus far, scoreless from the field. It's 3-for-3 now from the free throw line. Extends the lead back to 46-29. 46-29, our score, 17-point advantage for Midland. 2:05 remaining in the half. Second free throw is up and good for Gully. Gully now 4-for-4. And a third free throw on the way for Gully. Galen Gully to shoot a third free throw with his team leading 47-29. Too many points surrendered by Dort College here in this half. I dread to see the shooting percentage by the time this half is done. Dort College has not been able to clamp down on this Midland team here in the first half. Rendles caught on a spin move, tries to fire it back outside. It's taken away by Midland. Midland right side, three on the way for D.J. Vaughn. Vaughn gives it up. Out front to Franklin. Franklin dumps it off for Ridgeway. Ridgeway off of the glass, good. Harold Ridgeway with 7 points, and the Midland Warriors lead 50-29. Walterstorff left side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball back to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it at the free throw line. Walterstorff runner, good. Tyler Walterstorff with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 50-31. 1:20 remaining in this half. Dort College in a zone defense, it appears. Might be a 1-2-2. O'Donnell out front. Andrew O'Donnell guarding Gully. They pass to Bryant. Bryant in traffic. Shot is good. Trevor Bryant, a career night thus far. 15 points. And the defenders trail 52-31. Taylor Feenstra on the other end gets a two-point bucket to go. He's got four. And the defenders trail 52-33. 50 seconds remaining. First half of play. Marcus Franklin has it on the right side. Franklin passes over to Gully. Gully with it. Gully back over to Franklin. Franklin on the right wing. 20 on the shot clock. 38 on the game clock. Left side pass is Vaughn. Vaughn back to Gully. Gully gets a screen from Ridgeway. Gully has it on the left elbow. 10 to shoot. Comes back over to Franklin. Franklin jump stop. His five-footer in the lane is good. Franklin with another two. He's got 12 by my count. Midland leads 54-33. 15 seconds remaining in this half. Nathan Rendles from the basketball. Rendles has it out front. Rendles in between the circles. 6 seconds remaining. Rendles back out front. Tyler Walterstorff, his three is off the mark. No good. Rebound is cleared by Franklin. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Midland 54, Dort College 33. Back with more after
Dort
this.
Dort College.
We're at halftime. No other way to put it, but Midland has dominated play in the first half. And what we didn't want to happen for Dort College has happened, and that is eerily similar to the game on Saturday when Dort College got down big at halftime and then was unable to chip away until the very end to make it a respectable 8-point difference. Here at halftime, it's Midland 54, Dort College 33. We were tied at 4-4 before Midland went on an 11-0 run, led mostly by Marcus Franklin and his pull-up game. Got it up to 15-4. Dort College was down 21-10. Cut it down to 9 at 21-12. Midland extended the lead back to, up to 13. And eventually 15 at 31-16. And the lead continued to grow from there. That's how we arrive at this 54-33 difference at halftime. Tyler Walterstorff, 11 points for Dort College in the first half. Marcus Franklin with 12. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Halftime numbers. Too many good things for Midland. Not enough for Dort College in the first half of play. Midland 20 of 36 from the floor, 55.6%, 2 for 6 on threes, 33.3%, 12 for 14 on free throws, 85.7%. Not only is Midland getting to the free throw line with alarming regularity, they're making their free throws. Dort College 12 for 30 from the floor, 40%, 4 for 12 on threes, 33.3%, 5 of 6 on free throws, 83.3%. Midland is out rebounded Dort College 19-10. Dort College 5 turnovers, Midland none. Dort College led by Tyler Walterstorff's 11 points, 7 for Andrew O'Donnell, 6 for Nathan Rendles, 4 for Taylor Feenstra, 3 for Alex Terpstra, 2 for Leighton Sampson, for Dort College's total of 33. Trevor Bryant off of the bench, 15 points. He's 7 of 9 from the floor. 12 for Marcus Franklin, 10 for Alex Starkel, 5 for Jalen Heisier, 5 for Galen Gully, 7 for Harold Ridgeway. Dort College has two players with two rebounds each. That's Taylor Feenstra and David Denherder. Midland is out-muscled. Dort College on the board. 5 offensive rebounds, 19 for the game. Harold Ridgeway has 6 of them. 5 for Marcus Franklin, 4 for Alex Starkel. 2 assists for Nathan Rendles. Midland has 3 different players with 1 steal each, and Galen Gully has 3 assists, while Marcus Franklin has 2. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with a rundown of the scores from around the conference. Some finals in, some games at halftime, some games have yet to begin. We'll be back with a rundown of the GPAC tournament scores right after this. One half of the GPAC semifinal is set in women's basketball. Morningside over Dakota Wesleyan, 83-72. Briarcliff defeats Northwestern, 70-54. Briarcliff and Morningside will play in Morningside, or at Morningside, Saturday afternoon. Time to be announced. Men's basketball at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan leads Concordia 4-29. Midland on top of Dort, 54-33. Briarcliff and Nebraska Wesleyan yet to get underway. Hastings and Morningside yet to get underway. Those are 8 o'clock starts. Women's basketball at halftime. Hastings over Doan, 29-24. Mount Marty and Concordia are tied, 31-31. They're at halftime in women's basketball. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with second half play from Fremont, Nebraska, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Midland basketball after the intermission break. Dort College trailing 54-33. Midland has the basketball. Out front with it is Jones. Jones saddled with two early fouls this evening. He did not play much of the latter half of the second half. Right side pass, Ridgeway. Ridgeway with the basketball. Comes left side over to Gully. Gully with it on the left elbow. Gully through the lane pass over to James. Jones, that is. Jones on the right side. Comes back to Franklin. 7 seconds to shoot. Franklin drives the lane, lays it up with the left hand, misses it. No good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it away to Rindles. Rindles to Sampson. Sampson puts it up with the left hand. Good. Leighton Sampson with 4 points. Dort College trails 54-35. 54-35. Gully over the basketball. Gully has it at the free throw line. He passes right side over to Jones. Jones with it on the three-point line. Passes underneath Starkle. Starkle has it on the baseline. Comes back around the horn. They fire it into the corner. With the basketball outside is Franklin. Franklin lobs it up for Ridgeway, and Ridgeway is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College, and that's going to go on Tyler Waltersdorf, and that is number two on Tyler. Foul number two against Tyler Waltersdorf. Hastings will inbound the basketball left side of the lane. They pass it in over the top to Starkle. Starkle with the left hand. Soft touch, good. Starkle with 12 points, and the defenders trail at 56-35. 56-35, our score. Rindles gets it on the right wing. Rindles into the lane, comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the left elbow, out front, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three-pointer, misses too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Midland. No, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. 18:31 left to go in this contest. Winner advances on to play in the GPAC semifinals on Saturday. At halftime, it was Dakota Wesleyan up by 11 over Concordia at the Corn Palace. Right side pass over to Gully. Gully with the basketball on the right wing. He comes back left side. They get it down low to Starkle. Starkle in the lane. Spins with the right hand. Hook shot. Good. Alex Starkle, 14 points. And the defenders trail 58-35. 58-35, our score. Rindles goes right side. Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell left side. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner out front. O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, and Rindles is going to be called for a charging foul. An offensive foul called against Nathan Rindles. Midland will inbound the basketball. So Nathan Rindles whistled for his third personal. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Well, after that last sequence, Coach Ross Dahlma choosing his words cautiously as he was conversing with the official. After that charge call, right side pass, Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully gives it up. Starkle. Starkle in the lane. His left-handed hook is good. Alex Starkle going to work. He's got 6 points in the second half. 16 for the ball game. Rindles passes down low, back over to Sampson. Sampson layup good. Leighton Sampson with six. Dort College trails 60-37. With it out front is Jones. Jesse Jones passes left side to Franklin. Franklin with the basketball. His shot in the lane, no good, but foul on the play. Two free throws on the way for the Midland Warriors. That foul is going to go on Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for his second. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Engelen-Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Midland gets one of two free throws from Marcus Franklin. Franklin now with 13 points, and the lead is 61-37 for Midland. Sumner back over to Rendles. Rendles down to the baseline, and Rendles is fouled on the play by Galen Gully. Gully whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. David Denherter will check in. Leighton Sampson will check out. And Nathan Rendles will inbound the basketball. Comes back over the top to Feenstra. Feenstra working on Ridgeway. Feenstra fade away. No good. Rebound controlled by Marcus Franklin. Franklin with the basketball ahead to Gully. Gully forces the issue on the right wing. Stops. Picks up his dribble. Comes back left side over to Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones gives it back over. Gets it to Franklin, who returns it to Jones. Here's Gully. Gully back to Jones. Jones facilitates it over to Franklin. Franklin with the basketball. Franklin looking back over to Jones. Jones right side Gully. Gully with it on the right wing, guarded by Rendles. Back out front Jones. Jones will let fly with a three, and he drops it through. Jesse Jones with a three-point basket, and the Midland Warrior lead is 64-37. Right side Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball on the right wing. Terpstra puts it on the floor, gives it over to Nabla. Nabla back over to Terpstra. Terpstra right side. They come back over to Rendles. Rendles with the right hand. It's up and good. Rendles with a two-point basket. Galen Gully went down near the three-point ring out front, and he's holding his left leg. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Rendles with a two-point bucket. He's got eight, and the defender lead is 64-39. We have an injury timeout. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Did not see what happened with Galen Gully. He went down near the three-point ring. Now answering back is a two-point basket for Marcus Franklin. He's got 15. And the Warrior lead is 66-39. Foul called on the perimeter against the Midland Warriors and Marcus Franklin. Franklin whistled for foul number two. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Rendles with the basketball, goes left side, comes back out front for Feenstra. Feenstra to Rendles. Rendles left side, Nabla. Nabla to Terpstra. Terpstra, three-pointer, halfway down, pops back out. Midland with a lead in the basketball. Left side pass over to Jones. Jones gets the return pass in the left corner. Looks like we've got a shift change coming here for Dort College. We'll have five fresh players checking in. They look down low. They get it in to Starkle. Starkle working against Denherter. Comes back over to Jones. Jones, three. Good. Jesse Jones with 6 points. And the Midland lead is ballooned to 69-39. 14:45 and counting. Midland has outscored Dort College 15-6 to start the second half. Feenstra at the top of the key, left side to Terpstra. Terpstra, Nabla, Nabla, right side, Rendles. Rendles for the basketball. Rendles back over to Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up in traffic. His shot no good. Rebound controlled by Midland and Ridgeway. Ridgeway with the basketball. He passes it back over to Jones. Jones will walk it up. Jesse Jones with the basketball at half court. Jones goes right side to Franklin. Franklin with the basketball. Franklin drives the lane, puts it up, and the foul is called before the shot. Foul called on Dort College and Nathan Rendles, and that's number four on Nathan. Five new players checking in for the defenders. It'll be Walterstorff, Trammell, O'Donnell, Sumner, and Sampson. Midland countering with Heisier, Jones, Bryant, Starkel. They give it to Starkel. Starkel's shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Coming back the other way, Trammell. Trammell to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, layup good. Andrew O'Donnell with 9 points, and the defenders trail 69-41. 69-41, our score. Midland basketball, Jesse Jones. Jones with it in between the circles. Jones passes left side over to Heisier. Heisier dumps it off for Bryant. Bryant's shot is blocked, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Tyler Walterstorff, and that's number three on Tyler. So two free throws on the way for Trevor Bryant. Bryant with 15 points. Free throw is up for Bryant, and it's through. He's got 16. Another one on the way, 70-41. So Trevor Bryant will shoot another free throw. This one's up, and that one's short, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. Dort College trails 70-41, 13:35 and counting. Trammell with the basketball. Trammell has it on the right side. Trammell guarded there by Jones. Passes it to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Got jammed on the play. Middle of the lane. Jordan Flynn jammed him. And Midland comes up with the basketball. D.J. Vaughn racing up the floor. Passes into the corner. Heisier. Heisier, three. Good. Jalen Heisier with eight. North College trails 73-41. With the left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell at the top of the key, right side, Trammell. Trammell with the basketball. Trammell to Walterstorff, and Walterstorff is fouled on the play by Jordan Flynn. Flynn whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. J.D. Bohr checks into the contest. Brian Sumner will check out. Dort College inbounds. They get it back over to Walterstorff to Trammell. Trammell with down low, and we've got a foul away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Bryant, I believe. Trevor Bryant whistled for the personal, his first. And inbounding the basketball will be P.J. Trammell for the defenders. 12:56 left to go in this one. Pass over the top, Sampson. Sampson on the left elbow. Sampson to Trammell. Trammell passes to Bohr. Bohr has it deflected away, picked up by Trevor Bryant. Dort College has not been sharp tonight, and that is an understatement. Jones to Bryant. Bryant, Heisier. Heisier with a basketball at the free throw line, and Heisier is going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called against Midland and Heisier. 73-41 our score. Midland in the driver's seat. P.J. Trammell with the basketball over to Bohr. Bohr looking right side to Trammell. Cross-court pass, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell kick out. Trammell. Trammell, three, missed it. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Bohr. Bohr to Trammell. Trammell at the top of the key. Comes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell tries to lob it down low for Sampson. It's taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball. 12 minutes left to go in this one. Trammell guarding Jones. Jesse Jones backs it out, passes to Flynn. Flynn, left side, Midland with a lead in the basketball. Jake Hill with it. Right side pass over to Jones. Jones will fire a three, his third of the second half. He's got 9 points. 76-41, Midland leading. P.J. Trammell passes right side over to Bohr. Bohr with it on the right wing. J.D. with it at the top of the key. J.D. goes right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it on the wing. Walterstorff back over, left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the corner, Bohr. Bohr to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, three off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Hill. Hill with the basketball, gives it up to Jones. Jones with it. Jones. Back to Hill. Hill to Jones. Jones, Heisier. Heisier with the basketball on the left elbow. Gives to Flynn. Flynn puts it on the floor into the lane. Comes back over to Jones. Jones, he's hit three threes already in this half. Throws it away. Tried to go for the backdoor cut. Nobody was there. And Jones turns it over. Checking into the ball game will be DJ Vaughn. Jones checks out of the ball game. Midland the luxury now of resting players. They've all but locked up a spot in the semifinals on Saturday, opposite either Dakota Wesleyan or Concordia. Rendles with the basketball. Dort College has it on the right side. Comes back over to Bohr. Bohr, right side. Rendles. Rendles with it on the wing. And we've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Midland and Trevor Bryant. Bryant whistled for his second personal. Over at the Corn Palace, 7:17 left to go in that one. Dakota Wesleyan leads Concordia 63-52. Pass comes into Feenstra. Feenstra over the glass, good. Taylor Feenstra with 6 points. Dort College trails 76-43. DJ Vaughn setting the offense. Galen Gully back on the bench for Midland. On the left side is DJ Vaughn. Vaughn goes right side to Jake Hill. Hill with it on the wing. Hill comes back right side, drives baseline, reverses it over the top. Question is, did J.D. Bohr touch it? He did not. It'll be Dort College basketball. 10:17 remaining. 10:17 left to go in this ballgame. Midland 76, Dort College 43. It's been all Midland tonight. We were tied at 4-4, and then an 11-0 run pushed Midland up by double digits, and it hasn't been close since. Pass goes over to Feenstra. Feenstra down on the baseline. Feenstra facing up against Flynn, and Taylor Feenstra is called for the personal foul. Taylor Feenstra whistled for an offensive foul, his third. And the Midland Warriors have the basketball. We're at the midpoint of the second half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Right side is Heisher. Heisher with the basketball. Heisher passes it out front to Clayton Shepard. Circus shot that time. No good by DJ Vaughn in the lane. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball is Rendles. Rendles stops. Dumps it off for Feenstra. Feenstra layup good. Taylor Feenstra with 8 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 76-45. 76-45, Dort College down, left side pass. Getting an extended run here is Jake Hill. Hill's getting a decent amount of playing time right now. Pass comes out front, Flynn. Flynn to Heisher. Heisher with the basketball. Heisher runner in the lane. It's no good, and Heisher is going to be called for a charge. Jalen Heisher whistled for the charge. For Jalen, that is foul number one on him. He's a senior for Midland. Dort College with the basketball. Rendles. 9:11 left to go in the game. Rendles guarded there by Vaughn. Passes over to Bohr. Bohr right side Rendles. Rendles looking down low for Denherter. Reverses left side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the lane. Reverses it back into the left corner for Bohr. Bohr back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell left elbow Denherter. Denherter spins into the lane. His hook shot no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Midland. That foul called on Clayton Shepard. Shepard whistled for foul number one. That is team foul number seven against Midland in this half. And with 8:53 left to go in this contest, Midland is sending Dort College to the free throw line for two shots in the form of David Denherter. Denherter, 6'9 senior from Sioux Center, misses the first one. He's got another one on the way. Sampson is in. Nabla is in. Bohr checks out. And also checking out of the ballgame is Taylor Feenstra. Tyler Walterstorff waiting to check in for the defenders. Denherter's second free throw is up. Short, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland. Bringing the basketball up is DJ Vaughn. Vaughn with the ball on the right side, Heisher. Heisher gives it up to Clayton Shepard. Shepard back out front to Flynn. Flynn comes right side to Vaughn. Vaughn to Shepard. Shepard with the basketball. Left side, Heisher. Heisher on the left elbow. Now Flynn. 10 to shoot. And the ball is tipped away by O'Donnell. Out of bounds. It'll be Midland basketball. Denherter checks out of the ballgame. Tyler Walterstorff checks in. DJ Vaughn with the basketball near center, jump circle, puts on the Jets, drives the lane, lays it up, right hand, good. D.J. Vaughn with a two-point bucket, and the North College defenders trails 78-45. Foul called before the shot. Foul's going to go on Midland. And Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line, and he'll shoot a pair of free throws. Rindles with 8 points thus far. Over in Mitchell, Concordia refusing to fade away entirely. Dakota Wesleyan leads at 66-60. That's with 4:51 left. This one, the suspense pretty well out of it. Rindles makes the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. He's got 9 points. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC, my mistake that time. 10 points for Nathan Rindles, and the defenders trail 78-47. 8 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Jalen Hazier passes left side. Midland basketball, Jones. Jones to Flynn. Flynn, three, missed everything. Rebound cleared out on the weak side by Patrick Knobloch. Here comes Dort College off and running. Rindles. Rindles drives the lane. His layup, too strong off the heel. Rebound pops out. It's tipped out and controlled by Midland. Midland over the basketball. Flynn. And Flynn gets called for a turnover, and I'm not exactly sure what Ron Jackson called for a turnover. I don't get it, but Dort College gets the ball back. P.J. Trammell gets it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sampson. Sampson shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sampson. Sampson free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound tapped by Den Herter, controlled by Midland and Shepard. Shepard with the basketball. He gives it up to Jones. Jones up the floor. He passes left wing to Jake Hill. Jake Hill left side. Shepard. Shepard shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And with 7:19 left to play in the game, Midland will shoot free throws. Clayton Shepard will shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located in on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also on Hilt at HiltRealEstate.com. 79-47. Shepard makes one of two free throws. Dort College basketball, Trammell. Trammell to Bohr. Bohr left side, Knobloch. Knobloch with the basketball. Knobloch to Walthersdorf. Tyler gives it up to Trammell. Trammell with the basketball, left side, Knobloch. Knobloch dumps it down low for Den Herter, and it's taken away by Midland on the turnover. Jesse Jones off and running. Back over to Shepard, and Shepard is fouled on the play by Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf has just picked up foul number four. Shepard will go to the free throw line to shoot two more. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located on the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Two free throws for Shepard. He makes them both. It's 81-47. Midland in control, as we've said most of the night. Tyler Walthersdorf to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. Well, time running out on the Concordia Bulldogs now as well at the Corn Palace. 75-64, Dakota Wesleyan leading by 11, 2:18 remaining in regulation. Certainly would appear that it's going to be Midland versus Dakota Wesleyan at the Corn Palace Saturday afternoon. Brandon Broersma checks into the ballgame. David Den Herter will check out. 6:39 remaining, and that might be it for David Den Herter. Danny Voss will check in. Tyler Walthersdorf will check out. Tyler Walthersdorf makes both free throws. He's got 13, so Danny Voss is on the floor for the defenders. And certainly looked like from the reception on the bench that it's probably it for the two seniors. Den Herter and Walterstorff both check out in that sequence. Right side pass, Jones. Jones, three-pointer, good. He's got four threes. 84-49. Midland in front. 6-10 and counting. P.J. Trammell passes it back over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr to Voss. Danny, the Ripon, California native, gets the two-point basket to go. And Danny Voss makes it a 84-51 ball game. On the right side with it is a new player for Midland. We'll get that player for you in just a moment. Obviously getting some players into the game now that I didn't anticipate seeing. Shepherd's behind the back dribble. He has it swatted away by Brandon Broersma. Broersma, a 6'7 sophomore from Sunnyside, Washington. Midland with the basketball. They throw the ball in. This is Tyler Rippiger. Rippiger with the two-point bucket. And the Midland Warriors lead it 86-51. 5:30 remaining. P.J. Trammell with the basketball. Midland has outscored Dort College 32-19 here in the second half. Left side is Bohr. Bohr with the basketball. Bohr to Trammell. Trammell in traffic. His left-handed layup no good. Rebound cleared by Shepherd. Shepherd with the basketball. Shepherd goes right side to Rippiger. Rippiger, shot on the way, no good. Rebound taken down by Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla at the top of the key. Nabla picks up his dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Gets it over to Danny Voss. Voss with the basketball, 4:50 remaining. Goes down low to Broersma. Broersma backing his way in. Shot off of the window, too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by J.D. Bohr. Dort College will have a fresh 35 to work with. Bohr with the basketball in between the circles. He goes right side over to Nabla. Nabla with it at the top of the key. Voss, Danny with the basketball, throws it into the corner, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. Nabla and Trammell check out of the ball game. Dominic Nebelink and Trevor Kauk check in for the defenders. This was a 54-33 lead for Midland at halftime. It's 86-51 currently. There's 4:27 left to go in regulation. Jesse Jones with the basketball on the right side. Passes over to Flynn. Flynn to Rippiger. Rippiger back over to Flynn. Flynn gives it up to Tyler Rippiger. Rippiger right side to Hill. Round the horn they go. Midland with a lead in the basketball. Jones, step back three, his fifth of the ball game, his fifth of the second half. He's got 15, averaging 8.5 points per game. It's 89-51, Dort College down. J.D. Bohr passes over to Nibelink. Nibelink to Kauk. Kauk to Voss. Voss, shot, three, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland, and a double dribble called on the Midland Warriors and Clayton Shepherd. Taking a look at this Midland roster, they do not have a freshman on the roster. Their seniors are Franklin, Gully, Vaughn, Heiser, and Flynn. Left side with it is Bohr. Bohr to Nibelink. Nibelink goes right side to Voss. Voss drops it down low, intended for Broersma. It's tapped away. 3:31 left to go in the game. Well, they've not gone final yet at the Corn Palace. It's a 12-point ball game, though. And it's less than 40 seconds remaining. Kalk passes right side Voss, Dort College basketball. And a reach-in foul called on Rippiger. Rippiger whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. 89-51. This one has not been close since the early going. Danny Voss, free throw, up, good. Danny with another one on the way. 3 points tonight for the sophomore from Ripon, California. This one's up and off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland and Jordan Flynn. 89-52. Into the front court with the basketball is Jones. Jones goes left side to Jake Hill. Hill at the free throw line, Shepherd, and Shepherd's shot is blocked out of bounds by Broersma. It'll be Midland basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Borchek's out of the ball game. We'll get you the Dort lineup in just a moment. It's Knoblaut. Well, let's do it right now. Kalk, Knoblaut, Brewersma, Nibelink, and Voss. Left side with it is Jake Hill. Hill at the free throw line. He goes into the corner. Baseline jumper no good by Ripiger. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Kalk. Kalk to Voss. Voss, Knoblaut, Knoblaut, Nibelink. Nibelink, left corner. Dom Nibelink gives to Trevor Kalk. Kalk up in the air over Brewersma. Brewersma on the baseline. On the elbow. Passes on the baseline to Kalk. It's taken away by Midland. Warriors come up with the basketball. Jake Hill. Hill with it on the left side. Hill comes back over to Jesse Jones. Jones, they give it off. Shot no good by Shepard as he drove into the lane. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Voss. Voss gets the return pass on the left side over to Kalk. Kalk to Nibelink. Nibelink with it down low to Brewersma. Brewersma turns into the lane with a right-handed jump hook. It's good. Brandon Brewersma with a two-point basket. Brewersma with the two-point bucket. Dort College trails 89-54. 89-54 the score. Under 2 minutes to go in this contest. Right side pass with it is Jones. Jones step back behind the three, decides against it. Comes back over to Flynn. Flynn back over to Jones. Jones will fire a three this time. Missed that one. No good. He had five in the second half up to that point. Missed that three-point attempt. Left side, Knoblaut, Knoblaut, Dom. Dom, Nibelink, three. Good. So Dom Nibelink with the three-point bucket. Dort College trails 89-57. 117 and counting. Right side of the basketball is Jones. Jones to Flynn. Flynn gives it up to Hill. Hill with the basketball. They give it off. Now Hill gets it back. His shot no good. Working the offensive glass, and Jake Hill loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 59.8 seconds remaining. Danny Voss will bring it up. Voss passes over to Kalk. Kalk on the left side, Knoblaut. Knoblaut to Kalk. Kalk back over to Nibelink. Nibelink unable to handle it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Dort College defenders. It'll be Midland basketball. Seconds and counting. Jones will bring it up. Jones has it on the left side. Gives it off to Hill. Hill with the basketball into the corner. Ripiger. Ripiger back out front to Shepard. Shepard with the basketball. Shepard gives it off to Jesse Jones. Jones, left corner, Starkle. Starkle to Hill. Hill baseline jumper, missed it, no good. 18 seconds remaining. Up the floor with it is Kalk. Kalk drives the lane. His left-handed layup is good. 89-59, Dort College trailing. Shot clock is off. Midland will walk it up. This will be J.C. Jones taking it across the timeline. And that's going to be your final. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. We'll be back to wrap things up with a Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. A long night in Fremont. Dort College loses to the Midland Warriors 89-59. Dort College was tied 4-4 with the Warriors. They won on an 11-0 run, did Midland, to get up 15-4. They take a 54-33 halftime lead. And Midland outscored Dort College 35-26 in the second half. 89-59, the final. Dort College, 22 of 52 from the floor, 42.3%, 5 for 18 on threes, 27.8%, 10 for 14 on free throws, 71.4%. For Midland, 32 of 61 from the floor, 52.5%, 8 for 14 on threes, 57.1%, 17 of 22 on free throws, 77.3%. Midland out-rebounded Dort College 30-24, turnovers, Dort College 12, Midland 5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a rundown of the individual numbers for today's contest right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Did you miss the play-by-play of the last Dort ball game? Well, we've got you covered. Log on to kdcr.dort.edu and click on the audio files link. You'll find an archive of this season's ball games. We'll make sure you don't miss a minute of the action, even if you couldn't make the game. On the web at kdcr.dort.edu, information at your fingertips, and on the air at KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM.
We will get to the individual numbers in just a moment. Let's visit with Coach Ross Dahlman to wrap up the game and the season for that matter. 89-59, Midland defeats Dort College. And, Coach, we were hoping that after Saturday your team would be able to keep it close at halftime and then battle in the second half. But Midland put together an 11-0 run to pull away from 4-4 to make it 15-4, and things got pretty tough at that point. Put your finger on what Midland did that allowed them to get that little run and breathing room and really made things difficult for your team?
I think coming in, Mike, we were fragile, you know, in terms of our confidence, and we needed to have a good start. We did not have that. It was just a tremendous, tremendous uphill battle from there, and they got some things going to the basket. I thought they got inside the lane and in the post way too easy. They got their confidence up. Some of their kids got rolling early that we had to try to negate. And after that, you know, we just simply didn't have the confidence to compete with these guys. And that's frustrating. It's disappointing at the same time. You know, you see the way we practiced the last 2 days, and we really tried to do some good things, and we were intentional about it. But there's got to be a maturity factor that when things don't go well right away, you got to be able to handle it, and we just weren't able to do that.
In the second half, you made the decision about 6 minutes left or so. You checked your two seniors out, David Denherter, Tyler Walterstorff. Obviously not the way seniors want to close out their career on the road, a loss. We're not used to this, and that makes it difficult.
It does. You know, we've been very fortunate the last several years to finish our season in Branson, and told the guys in the locker room that you'd wish for every senior to be able to finish their year in Branson. That said, David and Tyler were fortunate to be on three teams that experienced a great deal of success. Both of those guys have unique stories. You know, David came to Dort, spent 2 years on the JV team, really persevered. Obviously proved that he wanted to play college basketball. I think he's a great example that way, and that if a young man really wants it bad enough and hangs in there, there's a place on a roster for a guy. And there were moments last year as a junior where David was instrumental in helping that team become really good. And there were some moments this year, I think, at Hastings, for example, just before Christmas. We don't win that game without him playing. He's always had to battle some nagging injuries and health issues. Real glad to have him part of our program for 4 years. Tyler, like David, has battled health injuries stemming back to high school and with his back, stress fracture in the back. The first 2 years he was really limited, not only in terms of playing time but practice time, and weren't really sure if we were going to see him play at 4 years, four good years here at Dort. But his last two, he was very strong, and just happy for him. The career that he ended up having went over the 1,000-point barrier here last Saturday. But both of those guys are very well liked. They're just good guys who care about their teammates, and getting back to what you said, this isn't how you want a senior's year to end, but fortunately for both of them, they've had some good memories that they can hang on to.
One other senior of note, Dustin Dalma, and obviously you've had the opportunity, and I think a unique opportunity to be a head coach, but to have Dustin be a part of the program as a player initially and then take on the role as a student assistant coach, and you've had the opportunity to do that as a coach but also as a dad, and Dustin has meant a lot to this program as well.
Well, it's been a fun experience having Dustin with us. Obviously, he's my favorite player. You know, he decided after a sophomore year he did not want to play, did not want to put the time in that's necessary to be good, and I think he saw some really good players in front of him and knew that would require a tremendous amount of work, and then even then there were no guarantees. And so then he switched, been helping us on the bench, a lot of administrative things behind the scenes, and he doesn't want to go into coaching. I think he's probably seen seen too much in that regard. But it's just been a blast having him around, and really wanted to string this thing out as long as we could to have Dustin and David and Tyler with us as long as we possibly could. But we just put ourselves in a difficult situation throughout the year, losing a couple games that we needed to get so we didn't have to come to a place like Midland where we played a team of this caliber.
We have plenty of time to think about next year. We have plenty of time to talk about next year. We're not going to worry about that this evening, though, Coach. As always, I appreciate the time you've given to the program, the opportunity that you have, win or lose. You come out and offer some insight as to the game and the preparation for the team leading up to games. So I thank you for that. It's been a joy again to work with you, even though this season, as you said, some wins and losses, that some contests we'd like to have back, but at the same time, another year in the books, and thank you for that.
Appreciate it, Mike. And I do want to special thanks to our fans. I think our guys understood a couple weeks ago when we had Senior Day against Nebraska Wesleyan, and we weren't competing for a conference championship by any means, but we had nearly 1,300 people there to check us out, and we really appreciate it. We appreciate the fans and the way they travel, the way they follow, the amount of encouragement that our players and coaches have received this year has meant a lot. We certainly got that the past 3 years, but this year it meant a little bit more because you saw the sincerity and the genuine support that we have when we knew that probably Branson was going to be a stretch beginning 3 or 4 weeks ago. And so just a shout out to our fans, a real appreciation for the following that we get, and our kids, I think, unequivocally know the great place that Dort is, and our fans really reinforce that here down the stretch for us, and we greatly appreciate it.
Coach Dalma, thank you, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow. That's Coach Ross Dalma. Let's take a look at the individual numbers that we have. Dort College, led by Tyler Walterstorff, 13 points. He closes out his career with 1,017 for his career. Nathan Rendles, 10 points. Andrew O'Donnell, 9. 6 for Leighton Sampson, 8 for Taylor Feenstra, 3 each for Alex Terpstra and Danny Voss. 3 for Dominic Nebelink, 2 for Brandon Roersmith, 2 for Trevor Kalk. That's your total of 59. For the Midland Warriors, 16 for Alex Starkle, 15 each for Marcus Franklin and Jesse Jones, 16 for Trevor Bryant, 8 for Jalen Heiser, 7 for Harold Ridgeway, 5 for Galen Gully, 3 for Clayton Shepard, 2 for DJ Vaughn, 2 for Tyler Ripperger. 7 rebounds each for Franklin and Ridgeway for Midland. For Dort College, 4 rebounds each for O'Donnell and Nabla, 3 for David, yes, 3 for David and Herder. No one else with more than 2. Nathan Rendles had 5 assists in the loss. Dort College did not have a steal. P.J. Trammell had 3 assists. Midland was paced by Harold Ridgeway, I beg your pardon, Galen Gully with 4 assists. Marcus Franklin had 3. That will do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. We take a little breather, and we will get into a baseball and softball broadcast sometime in April in all likelihood. So we take a little break from our broadcast on KDCR. For thanks for making us a part of your listening habits over the past 6 months or so between volleyball, football, and basketball. It's been a regular occurrence. Thanks for inviting me into your homes and to your cars and along the way. It has been a joy as always. You always want one more game. That's not the case this year. Midland defeats Dort College by a final score of 89-59 in men's college basketball. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.